Hey there, overthinkers. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another dose of sanity in this crazy world. Today, we're diving deep into something super crucial. Building self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, that sounds like a textbook definition. But trust me, it's way more exciting than it sounds. Think about it. Ever felt like you were on autopilot, reacting to situations instead of truly understanding your feelings and those around you? You know that feeling when you snap at someone out of nowhere or overreact to something totally minor? Yeah, I've been there. That's where self-awareness and emotional intelligence come in. They are like superpowers that help us navigate life with more grace, clarity, and even a little bit of badassery. So, what exactly are we talking about here? Self-awareness is all about understanding your own emotions, thoughts, and motivations. It's like looking inside yourself with a magnifying glass and saying, okay, what's going on here? Why am I feeling this way? Emotional intelligence takes it a step further by teaching us how to manage those emotions, understand the emotions of others, and use that knowledge to build stronger relationships. It's like becoming a master communicator, not just with words, but with your whole being. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your self-awareness game. 1. Mindfulness is your new BFF. Ever notice how your mind races when you're stressed? It's like a hamster wheel of thoughts going nowhere fast. Mindfulness practices like meditation or even just taking a few deep breaths can help you become more aware of those racing thoughts and gently bring your focus back to the present moment. 2. Embrace your inner critic, but don't let them run the show. We all have that voice in our head that whispers doubts and insecurities. The key is not to silence it, but to acknowledge it, understand its triggers, and learn to respond instead of reacting. Think of it like a grumpy coworker. You don't want to engage in their negativity, but you also can't ignore them entirely. 3. Journaling. Your emotional dumpster and best friend. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly liberating. It helps you process emotions, identify patterns in your behavior, and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. Don't worry about grammar or making it sound fancy, just let those words flow freely onto the page. 4. Seek feedback even when it's hard. We all have blind spots, areas where we might be unaware of our own impact on others. Asking for honest feedback from trusted friends or colleagues can be a game changer. Remember, it's not about taking criticism personally, it's about using it as an opportunity to grow and learn. 5. Practice empathy like it's your superpower. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes can dramatically increase your emotional intelligence. Try listening actively when someone is talking, paying attention to their body language, and genuinely trying to understand their perspective. You might be surprised at how much you learn. Okay, now let's get real. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone decides to die right as you need it most. Your mind starts racing thoughts of stress, frustration, and potential consequences swirling around. Now here's where self-awareness kicks in. Instead of letting those negative emotions take control, you pause, take a few deep breaths, and acknowledge what's happening. You might say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stressed right now, but I can choose how I respond to this situation. Maybe you call a colleague to let them know you're running late, or you use the time to practice some calming affirmations. By recognizing your emotions and choosing a conscious response, you're taking charge of the situation instead of letting it control you. And that, my friends, is the magic of self-awareness and emotional intelligence. It empowers you to navigate life's challenges with more grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. So remember those key takeaways. Mindfulness, embrace your inner critic with caution. Journal away those feelings, seek feedback like it's gold, and practice empathy like it's your superpower. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to build self-awareness and emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember to be kind to yourself, keep learning, and never stop growing. See you in the next episode, Overthinkers.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.